This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is going to sound terrible because the human suffering that's involved in the European migrant crisis is real. But it's also real that clothing and feeding and housing that many people is a business opportunity. It's an opportunity, especially in Norway, a country of 5 million people that last year took in almost 32,000 refugees. Bill Donahue writes in the new Business Week about Hero Norway, the for-profit company run by two brothers that is making millions of dollars meeting the refugee demand. Bill, it's good to have you on.
It's great to be here.
Tell me about these two brothers, the Adolfsen brothers up in Norway.
Well, they run a number of businesses, but most notably, they are the top dogs in the sector of for-profit refugee centers in Norway. And they have 90 refugee centers there and 10 in Sweden.
It seems, or would seem, that this is ripe for, if not actual scandal, then the appearance of scandal. People profiting off of refugees. First of all, what's the vibe up in Norway where, you know, they are of a more liberal side of the political spectrum, shall we say?
Well, I think a lot of people recognize that you have to have these for-profit outfits because the government just can't handle them. But indeed, people are worried that the entrepreneurs are going to cut corners.
Mm-hmm.
And that did happen. There was a provider called Link. And, you know, they cut out things like childcare, homework help. So, yeah, it can happen. And the Norwegian equivalent of INS, UDI, is so overwhelmed at this point that they can't monitor these guys. So
Right. Who
knows what's happening?
You were in some of these centers, though. Tell me what they're like. I mean, what does it look like? What does it sound like?
Well, there's a variety of centers. You know, I went to one which is almost on the Swedish border, and the function of this place was to handle people right as they came into the country, and they were interviewed by police. They were screened for tuberculosis. Their clothes are put in this freezer for bed bugs, and people are sleeping in tents in there. But they're just there for a couple of days. And then you have more longer-term facilities, and those are much more copacetic place to live. There's detached housing. You cook for yourself. It's almost like a little neighborhood.
This is the Scandinavian welfare state, a little bit as we know it, but sort of with a capitalist bent, right? I mean, that's kind of what's going on here.
I, of course, like most Americans, I was thought that Scandinavia was purely socialist, and it was, you know, I was right there when Bernie Sanders praised it this summer. But, you know, it's not that simple. I mean, the reigning party there, the Progress Party, is extremely conservative. You know, there's a lot of things that are privatized. Nursery schools are privatized. Nursing homes are privatized. On and on. It's many, many industries there are.
What was your takeaway as you were leaving the last couple of days you were there? What was your takeaway about what's going to happen to these folks who are in these centers?
You know, I think they'll be okay. I spent a lot of time with Christian Adelson, the one brother who is primarily charged with running these centers. Mm-hmm. And their principal goal is to make money. But they also recognize that to do that on a long-term basis, you have to provide reasonable services. I think it'll be okay, but I think Norway is in for a rough ride. They've got so many people coming into the country, and there's a rising tide of resentment. It's a great experiment. I don't know how it's going to work out.
Bill Donahue writes in the new edition of Bloomberg Business Week about Norway and refugees and the business opportunities therein. Bill, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks a lot. It was great being on the show.